this is the crucial point, than they were in the past, and that creates a vulnerability. So you can talk in global terms, if you like, but people at home listening to this program, many of them will have enormous debts. They're desperately worried about them, and they have those debts in part, at least, because you promised the days of boom and bust were over, and they weren't.
I've just got to be pretty straight with you. If you can keep inflation low, and you can keep interest rates low, and if you have an economy that is growing, and if you've got 2.5 million more people, then people have a right to believe that the measures you've taken are going to keep inflation remaining low and interest rates remaining low. What blew us off course was a global financial crisis.
Eventually.
It wasn't the level of debt in Britain, and particularly not the level of public debt in Britain. What happened was that a global banking crisis meant that something that happened in Mississippi transferred itself right across America, then right across through Europe, and we had to deal with that crisis, and I think we took the action that was necessary to deal with that quickly, restructured our banks, took public control of many of them, made sure that they could actually start lending again. We're trying to get them to lend more, and I think the action that we took on these days in October prevented the banking system from collapsing,
countries. Well, I've already acknowledged that, but was there no point during this time when the banks were taking these enormous risks with our money and with our prosperity, when you said to yourself, hang on, something's going on here?
John, I was saying all the time that we had a global economic system, a global financial system. Unless you could supervise it globally, then we would be bound to have a problem that would arise.
You wanted a risk-based regulatory approach. You congratulated the city on taking risks. You wanted to enhance that. You said, we don't want just a light touch, but a limited touch.
You didn't want to regulate them. What we wanted was those organisations and companies that have proved themselves to be resilient, not to have a huge high-touch regulation on them. But those of the companies that have proved were... Couldn't get things right, we would have a heavy touch regulation. That was the way we wanted to do the system.
But you weren't looking at them carefully enough to see whether they were getting it right or not.
But John, look, what happened? It started with people taking subprime mortgages in America. They were registered AAA when they were sold
to
Britain.
It wasn't just America. It was happening here. People were borrowing 110% of the value of their home. They were borrowing seven times their income.
And we have stopped that
now.
Yeah,
but too late.
We have stopped that now because we think it's important in this new world where the banks are not lending and people are more risk averse. We've got to take that action. But I have to say to you that this was a financial crisis that was brewing because of what happened in the global financial system, the interlinked nature of banks and financial institutions. If one institution in Britain had a problem, we could have solved that. But the fact is that the biggest institutions in America were spreading some of the what you might call the effects of the slump in America right across Europe, and therefore it hit us as well.
Well, while it was brewing, did you not look, for instance, just for a few minutes, at a bank like RBS, which grew at a breathtaking rate? It became bigger than the British economy, £2 trillion. Didn't you say to yourself, hang on, what's going on here?
Well, we set up a regulatory system called the Financial Services
Authority. A light-touch one?
No, it wasn't light-touch.
Your own language.
I know, but light-touch for companies that were doing well, it was supposed to and has to intervene where companies are going wrongly. I had a battle...
But you should have spotted it was going wrong and you didn't.
John, I had a battle with the city for 10 years when they told me I was being too heavy in my regulation. The Conservatives were telling us we were being too tough.
I've just been reading your 1997 speech at the Mansion House, and you were congratulating the city for what they were doing and said you wanted more of it.
Yes, we wanted the city to do well, but there was never any sense when we set up the Financial Services Authority that we were going to do anything other than make sure that the regulation of these individual institutions was carried out in a better way than the past. And I just say to you, all the 10 years, people were complaining about me being the bad regulator, taking too tough regulation, being too tough on people, and now people see that we were right to worry about regulation, and we took the powers away from the Bank of England so that the regulation would be done by a Financial Services Authority. But the problem was,
you just glossed over that whole period when the banks were doing what they were doing. Fred Goodwin and his colleagues were taking breathtakingly stupid risks. We now know that. RBS is effectively, but you were in charge at the time,
John.
You were the Chancellor then.
I cannot defend what happened in RBS, but equally, I could not have known the detail of what was going in RBS. We have a regulatory system that is designed to watch and supervise what is happening in the banking system. The problem was that RBS and all these banks were buying assets that were AAA rated.
Sure.
And buying...